We're excited to have each and every one of you to join us for this important discussion about what socialism is, the history of socialism, and what a socialist revolution could look like in the United States. Because the main thing that we talk to with all members, with the Action Network, and with our communities is how do we actually achieve it?
A foundational step in the socialist reconstruction of society would be the creation of a new constitution. The new socialist government will take possession of all the existing capitalist banks and create one People's Development Bank. The Electoral College would be abolished. The House of Representatives could be replaced with the National People's Assembly that would not only be made up of delegates elected from local election districts, but would also include delegates from the many mass organizations of millions of workers, students, and more. And the Senate could be replaced by the Assembly of Oppressed Nations to correct the historic injustices imposed on the indigenous peoples and the nation and the Black Nation. This Assembly of Oppressed Nations will consist of delegates from oppressed nationalities and peoples. The reorganization of society, including the transition of society to green technology and renewable energy, will be carried out by the people themselves. Mass organizations will have a central role in a socialist society. These voluntary-based organizations will be involved in the day-to-day management of the affairs of society. So the reorganization of housing under socialism has to do with the rational distribution of this abundance created by capitalism, but is being held hostage by the capitalist class.